Lord Jesus, we thank you that you bear the sin of many. We thank you that you bear the sin of your people. I thank you, Father, that the Lord Jesus bare my sin upon the cross when he died in my place, when he loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Father, that the Lord Jesus, when he died, knew all about all my sin and didn't hesitate to take it and bear it and deal with it and endure the wrath and the anger that is justly and righteously poured out from you in heaven upon him in my place. Father, therefore, help me to abase myself, help me to abhor my sins and to love Jesus and to look to him alone. Help each one of us to do this, Father, to trust Jesus alone for the forgiveness of our sins. And so, Father, we thank you that we have such a Saviour, and we rejoice and we delight in such a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, our beloved Saviour, from our sins, who loved us and gave himself for us. Thank you in his precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ. Brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 18th. He bare the sin of many. Leviticus 16, verses 1 to 10 and verses 15 to 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, Speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil, before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Spurgeon says, The death of Nadab and Abihu became the occasion of fresh instruction to Israel. We should always learn from the Lord's judgments upon others. Aaron was taught that even he could only come to God as the Lord led him into nearness of access. Verse 3. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre shall he be attired. These are the holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. Spurgeon says he was to wear his plain, ordinary garments, and his washing was meant to show his purity. Even thus, in making atonement for us, our Lord Jesus laid aside his glory and became like unto his brethren, yet without sin. Verse 5. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering, and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. Spurgeon says, See how superior is our Lord, for he had no need to offer for himself. Verse 7, And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord, the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. Spurgeon says atonement is by substitutionary death, but the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. Spurgeon comments, Thus our great substitute bears away the sins of his people into oblivion. Verse 15, Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering, that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions in all their sins, and so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place until he come out, and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger seven times and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. Spurgeon says, do we not see here our great high priest alone, without a helper making atonement for us? Verse 20. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. Spurgeon comments, the laying of the hand is very important. It represents faith which accepts the substitute. Have we this faith? We're trusting in Jesus Christ alone. Scripture continues, and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. Spurgeon comments, the first goat showed the Saviour suffering, and the second typified the effect of that suffering in the complete removal of Israel's sin. Sin is gone, gone forever from the man who rests in Jesus. I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the accursed load. I bring my guilt to Jesus to wash my crimson stains, white in his blood most precious, till not a spot remains. Amen.